Grade 1, tracking daylight hours. Are you looking at the paper in your book? Open it now if you haven't already. Please put your name and the date on the top of the paper. The instructions say, the graph below shows us how many hours on average each day sees sunlight. The sidebar says, hours of daylight. Hours of daylight do not mean the number of hours we see the sun. It just means the number of hours that it is light outside. During this time, there are no stars that are visible. When looking at the table to the left, think about which season is there the most daylight? Which season is there the least daylight? You'll tell because the numbers with the most will be biggest at the start, and the numbers with the least will be smallest at the start. Now I'm going to read the table. It lists the seasons in order starting in January. Then it tells you the season of the year of that month. Then it tells you the hours and minutes. So I'm going to read across the top, first the month, then the season, then the hours and minutes, then I'll move down to the next month. You follow along with your pencil. Remember, you're looking for the season that has the biggest number of hours of daylight and the season that has the smallest number of hours of daylight. January. Season is winter. Hours and minutes, 9 hours, 19 minutes of sunlight. Remember, it's not always sunny. It could just be light outside, but we get that light from the sun. They call that daylight. Next line, February. The season is winter. 10 hours, 25 minutes of daylight on average. March. The season is spring. 11 hours, 51 minutes. April, spring, 13 hours, 23 minutes. May, spring, 14 hours, 41 minutes. June, summer, 15 hours, 21 minutes. Notice there are 3 months where it is spring and then it turns to summer. I wonder how many months it will be summer. July, summer, 15 hours, 3 minutes. August, summer, 13 hours, 56 minutes. September, fall, 12 hours, 27 minutes. Can you count how many summer months there were before it turned into fall? October, fall, 10 hours, 55 minutes. November, fall, 9 hours, 37 minutes. December, winter, 8 hours, 58 minutes. So decide now which season has the biggest number of hours of daylight and which season has the smallest number of hours of daylight. Turn the page. Tracking daylight hours. Put your name and the date at the top of this side. Use the chart on the front of this page to help you answer these questions. Which month was there the most hours of daylight? You can flip back and look. Notice that the abbreviations of the month on this page are always the first three letters of the full word on the front. For example, when it says Jan, J-A-N, that is the short form for the month of January on the front of the page that is spelled J-A-N-U-A-R-Y. They mean the same thing. So now you need to decide which of these months has the most hours of daylight using the table on the front. January, February, March, April, May or June are on the top. On the bottom, you can choose from July, August, September, October, November, December. You should choose just one month that has the very most hours of daylight. Circle that month. Next question. Which month was there the least hours of daylight? January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Use the table on the front of this page and choose just one month that has the smallest number of hours of daylight and circle that. Do the number of hours of daylight increase, that means get bigger, or decrease, that means get smaller, between summer and fall? Look at the front of the page again. Look at the numbers for June, July, and August in the summer. Then look at the numbers for September, October, November in the fall. Decide whether that number is going up or going down. If you say going up, you need to circle increase. If you see the numbers from the summer going to the fall are getting smaller, going down, then you need to circle decrease. You can always pause this reading to help you look at the table and then turn it back on to continue. Do the number of hours of daylight increase or decrease between winter and spring? Look at the winter numbers, look at the spring numbers, and decide. Is winter getting bigger into spring or winter getting smaller into spring? Do the number of hours of daylight increase or decrease between spring and summer? Look and compare between spring hours and summer hours. Bigger numbers mean increase. Getting smaller numbers means decrease. Do the number of hours of daylight increase or decrease between fall and winter? Compare the numbers for the fall to the numbers for the winter and decide, is that number of hours getting bigger? That's an increase. Or smaller? That's a decrease. When you are finished, you can color the sun and the earth on these pages and then go back to see if you need to finish other work from previous science classes.